Page 36. Londoners react to CCTV.
I think that CCTV is actually a very good use of money because you can't have enough police officers on the street monitoring everything that people are doing. And it enables you to have, say, 1,000 eyes watching. If something should go wrong, then the question is, can you respond to it quickly?
Violent crime, maybe they get solved more, I don't know. But generally you see these pictures of, well, you're looking for this person, and the CCTV picture shows a fuzzy someone who could be anyone.
I know in the street that I live on, we don't have any cameras, and the neighbors actually complain about it because there's a lot of cars broken into, and they think that if only someone had seen it happen, then there would have been a lead to follow, because it seems to be a more common occurrence if there are no eyes on the spot. So if we trust that the police are trying to do their job, then of course anything to help them is a good idea.
I just think it's pointless to have them in the States because that's where people live. And when people are walking into, you know, places they're supposed to be living, and just to see so many cameras, it's just a big turn off.
Most people in the borough think that giving up their anonymity is a small price to pay, though, when it comes to making sure they're safe.
Copyright St. John Street News.